Manu Patra alerts dated the 16th of August 2019. Supreme Court has observed that Section 292BB of the Income Tax Act, 1961 applies only to cure the infirmities in the manner of service of notice of assessment reassessment but not intended to cure complete absence of notice itself. Supreme Court has ruled that a High Court cannot reject a second appeal merely on the ground that there is a concurrent finding of two courts, whether of dismissal or decreeing of the suit, and thus such finding becomes unassailable. Supreme Court has explained that in motor accident claims cases, the multiplier should be applied in case of a deceased bachelor on the basis of age of the deceased and not the age of the parents. Supreme Court has observed that a certificate issued by an institution or an authority or person other than those specified in subsection 1 of section 22 of the University Grants Commission Act, 1956 cannot be equivalent to a degree. Supreme Court has observed that a judge can recuse at his own volition but need not at the mere asking of a litigating party while dismissing a prayer seeking recusal of a judge who is part of the bench hearing an appeal. Delhi High Court directed the centre and the AAP government to ensure effective implementation of the law prohibiting sale of cigarettes and other tobacco products within a 100-yard radius of educational institutions in the national capital. Delhi High Court has sought a response from the centre and the AAP government on a plea of Pakistani national seeking deportation to his country. Delhi High Court has sought the response of the AAP government and app-based cab service providers, Ola and Uber, on a PIL seeking directions to the two companies to adhere to the city taxi scheme of 2015. The court issued notice to the AAP government, ANI Technologies, which operates under the name Ola, and Uber India seeking their stand on the plea by an NGO which has alleged that the two companies are not complying with the scheme. Bombay High Court has pulled up the Film Certification Board for adopting an unrelenting stand on the children's film Chidiyakhana, which has been given a UA certification. Delhi High Court has stayed the inquiry initiated by Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, against its 45 faculty members for allegedly participating in a protest march in July last year. The court sought response of the JNU administration on the plea by the teachers challenging the charge sheets issued by the varsity against 48 faculty members for allegedly taking part in the strike protest. Madras High Court has directed the implementation of the Motor Accident Claims Annuity Deposit Scheme from 1 October while clarifying that the victims of motor vehicle accidents in Tamil Nadu can no more get compensation from vehicle insurers in lump sum. Bombay High Court has rapped a senior research scholar at IIT Bombay saying while he has a right to express dissent, his remarks on an associate professor's personality were uncalled for. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has upheld the order of the National Company Law Tribunal, Mumbai directing to initiate insolvency resolution process against Sahara Group subsidiary Sahara Q Shop Unique Products Range Limited. Delhi High Court has asked the Enforcement Directorate, ED, to file a status report in response to a plea filed by Rathul Puri challenging the lower court's order which cancelled his anticipatory bail. Calcutta High Court has recommended the special courts under the Narcotics and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985 to record statements of official witness through video conferencing. National Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Commission, NCDRC, has invoked the principle of restitution in integrum as it directed real estate giant Supertech to refund the entire amount to an aggrieved home buyer along with 12% interest. Bombay High Court has acquitted Imtiaz Sheikh who was sentenced to death by the lower court and Azad who was sentenced to life imprisonment for kidnapping and killing a 12-year-old boy in the year 2012 due to lack of evidence. Kerala High Court has ruled that there is no scope for exercise of discretion under Section 148 of the Negotiable Instruments Act, 1881, which empowers the appellate court to direct the accused to deposit minimum of 20% of fine or compensation awarded by the lower court. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed the Environment Ministry to modify the National Clean Air Program, which proposes 20-30% reduction of air pollution by 2024, while expressing disapproval over the timeline to reduce air pollution. National Green Tribunal has directed Delhi's Chief Secretary to look into the allegations of encroachment on a government plot in Hedayapur that could be used for other purposes. Securities Appellate Tribunal, SAT, has declined to stay the postal ballot of Hotel Leela seeking fresh shareholder approval for its sale of assets to Brookfield. Competition Commission of India, CCI, has levied more than 17 crore rupees fine on Japan's JTEKT Corporation and its Indian subsidiary for cartelization with NSK Limited in supply of electric power steering systems to automotive manufacturers. Alwar Court has acquitted 6 people accused of lynching dairy farmer Pelu Khan while he was transporting cows in Rajasthan 2 years ago. The court acquitted the accused on the grounds of benefit of the doubt.